Case number 10,570, Betty Gallo, west of Route 1, south of Bridge Road, being Lot 3 and part of Lot 2, Block I, within Middlesex Beach Development, a variance from the buffer zone requirement in a combined highway corridor overlay zone district.
Name and address.
Mark Davidson, Design Consultants Group, 18072 Davidson Drive, Merton, Delaware.
Do you swear that everything you tell us tonight will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I have some handouts here I would like to be able to hand in as part of my presentation.
All right. You start down there with the secretary, please.
I'm here tonight representing the applicant, which is Mrs. Betty Gallo. She is and her husband are the owners of this piece of property, S&E Gallo Family Partnership. This property was subject to a previous application that was made before this board a couple of years ago. The variance application was for they were asking for the removal of the 20-foot corridor overlay zone buffer. At that time, the Gallows were met, or this board was met with a lot of opposition from the Middlesex Beach Homeowners Association. With their refusal, with their various reasons why that the corridor overlay zone should stay in place. The application before you that we've made is for a 10-foot variance of that corridor overlay buffer zone. I've given you an aerial of what the site looks like today. This is a 2007 aerial, so it's about the closest I have, but it's in close conformity of what the site is. Just to give you a briefing of this site, this property is surrounded on three sides by roadways. It's on the west side of Highway 1, outside of Bethany Beach. It's also surrounded by Ridge Road and Beach Plum Road, which is part of the Middlesex Beach Homeowners Association. It is immediately adjacent, just north of an existing commercial site, which is, I believe, the Long and Foster building. Also in this package is a letter, which I believe was faxed to the Planning and Zoning Office today from the president of the Homeowners Association for Middlesex Beach, talking about their in support of this application of the 10-foot variance. Some of the concerns that they've had with the development of this site have been met. Mr. and Mrs. Gallo have been in discussions with the Middlesex Beach Homeowners Association, and they have been working out the development of this site. When Mr. and Mrs. Gallo bought this piece of property, they were hoping that they would be able to get, for the price that they paid, a 10,000 square foot building. And the application for 10,000 square foot building might have come before you at that previous, at the previous hearing. Within the packet and in the site plans that we submitted as part of this application, we're showing a 7,500 square foot building. We've been working with the various agencies and with DLDOT. And again, if I can point you to the last page on this site, this is the recorded site plan of what the site was when the Gallows bought this piece of property. It was previously called Fishbone Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice that the entrance is on Route 1. There was no 20-foot corridor overlay. There was no landscaping per se out front that was part of this existing restaurant. It was one big parking lot out front and the entrances. And on the aerial that I gave
view shows that the entrances are still there today with the parking, and it appears that some of the overflow parking from the adjacent property is they're utilizing this as a parking area. The restaurant, the galleries did tear down the restaurant, so the restaurant is no longer there. The restaurant building is no longer there. What we've been, one, some of the concerns that were met by the Middlesex Beach Homeowner Association was that they wanted to take this existing entrance. The galleries thought that they could use this existing entrance to sit in and out that was previously for the site, be able to build their building and utilize it. Our previous proposal, one of our site plans that we had generated to for Mr. and Mrs. Gallo to submit to the Middlesex showed those entrances, but met with DelDOT had a concern about that. So what we've been doing is we've been working with DelDOT, and I can submit for the record. We received some comments today. We're working on our site plans and everything, but what Middlesex Beach would like and what DelDOT wanted was us to move this entrance all the way as far south from the intersection of Bridge Road to Delaware Route 1. In doing so, we were able to develop the site plan as it is presented to you. What we show is a 10-foot corridor overlay zone. We're asking for a variance for 10 feet. We've submitted to you a landscaping plan, which is part of the next two sheets after the site plan that's in your packet there. A larger copy of this landscaping plan was submitted, and what it shows here is under the corridor overlay zone in the code, it talks about the number of trees that are needed per 100 linear feet, and it's essentially what it breaks down to is 12 deciduous or evergreen conifer trees and 10 shrubs for every 100 feet. We have 150 feet of road frontage along the front of our property. So what that equates to is approximately 33 trees. And what we've done here is in holding the 10-foot corridor overlay out front, keeping it landscaped, we've taken the rest, of course, not being able to fit 33 trees within that, we've taken the rest of those trees and we've spread them out throughout the entire site. We've allowed for a buffer along the rear here to provide for some smaller stormwater management, and we're going to be doing the type of stormwater management we're looking at is some bioswales, and being able to plant those and being able to utilize the existing the proposed landscaping within that area. Also, for the record, one of the other issues of being able to develop this site is what we were faced with is, of course, not only the 10-foot front setback that we have from Highway Route 1, but Middlesex Beach has a 50-foot setback from Beach Plum Road. One of our site plans that we submitted was the existing Fishbones restaurant was approximately 44 feet off the road. If you look at the aerial, other buildings are a little bit closer to Beach Plum Road, but with the redevelopment of this site, this existing site here, we have to meet their 50-foot rear setback as well as the 60-foot setback that is along Route 1. Basically, the essential character of this area, again, with this development, if you looking at the aerial and what's out there existing. Again, Mr. and Mrs. Gallo thought that they could get a 10,000 square foot building on this site when they bought it for the price they paid. They need to be able to do 10,000 square feet in order to make a return on their investment. But with the setbacks that we have, with the 50-foot rear setback and the 60-foot front, we have a 15-foot setback from Bridge Road and then the standard 5-foot setback from the site property. 7,500 square feet is what I was able to get them to work and meet all the other requirements with the exception of the 20-foot corridor overlay. If you look at the area, buildings here, it's a little harder to see on this, maybe a little bit clearer. Longman Foster again is here. I think the Dollar General here, and there's a strip shopping center. So basically, what we're proposing is a little bit smaller building than what's in the area there, 7,500 square feet. But we are also proposing to keep 10 feet of that quarter overlay, push everything back, provide some landscaping where you don't see any landscaping along the front right now. We are going to provide for some landscaping in this area here, as well as we're providing for, right now the entire site, the sheet flows right off into Route 1. We're going to be providing some stormwater management in the rear back here. We've got a small stormwater pond back here, and we'll be able to meet the water quality and quantity that is required by the Conservation District. That's all I have.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10570, as they've made considerable adjustments since the last application. It appears that they will not affect the character of the neighborhood. In addition.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,570. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir. Yes, sir.